I've just sterilised the bottle with some boiling water, and then I've just poured some milk in, and I've put the baby wombat on its back and holding it between my knees with my hand over its eyes, and she's just drinking her bottle. She has to have 4 a day, and she does like her bottle. She's a good girl.
Kate Mooney is known as the Wombat Lady of Flinders Island. Today, I've found her feeding a wombat called Iris in the back room of Bowman's news agency, where she works part-time. Little Iris is too small to leave unattended at home, so she comes to work with Kate. Hello, I'm Larissa Smith. Kate has hand-reared more than 100 baby wombats over the years, before they're released back into the wild.
Why have you put your hand over her eyes?
It seems to work. I sort of found, if you look at the wombat's pouch, the teats are in backwards and you've got the flap of skin that sort of covers the head of the wombat, the baby wombat, when it's in the pouch. And I think it must replicate that. They feel seem to feel secure. You don't hold them tightly around the nose when you first start to teach them to feed. You hold them tightly with your knees so that they feel like they're in the confined space of the pouch. Seems to make sense. They like their bottle. Right, that's 30 mils for her. And she'll now be like a human baby and just go back to bed for a little while.
Flinders Island lies off the northeast coast of Tasmania. It's become something of a magnet for visitors ever since one of Kate's orphans, a teenage wombat called Derek, was featured in a Tourism Tasmania campaign last year. They launched the competition looking to find a professional wombat cuddler after the video of Derek trotting down the beach went viral. Now tourists are lining up to meet Kate and her wombat family.
The woman came in, just come from Bendigo. She came in and asked about a wombat. And knew my name. I didn't know her name, but knew my name. Have you got a wombat? So that happens. And just...
And then a surprise to see a baby wombat in the middle of the newsagents?
Yes, yes, there's a wombat out the back, yeah. Or it comes running into the shop because it's climbed out of its little pen that I have there. So it is part and parcel of Bowman's, the wombats, I think, so...
But it's not just Australian visitors who want to cuddle wombats. A German film crew has also been on Flinders Island meeting Kate, the wombat lady.
They sent an email that followed up on the wombat cuddler competition, which went global, and it made the German newspapers and things, and they were telling me they wanted to determine if it was fake news or not, and found out that it wasn't, but they were really interested to know whether there's such an occupation as a wombat cuddler. And I had to explain, no, there's not.
But come anyway.
Yeah. Well, they just came. They just sent messages and, you know, came and saw me at the shop I work in and saw the wombats and then came up here to complete the picture with, you know, the other wombats that are about.
Hello, you two. How are you? You've got mud on your head, Maisie.
So how many wombats do you have at the moment?
I've got these two little ones that need the bottles and these two slightly bigger ones.
My name is Felix Koster. I'm from Germany and I'm working for a German television channel. Our program normally is like about very, very different stories. It could be all kind of stories all over the world. And this time we wanted to film the wombats of Katie because we heard that the Tasmania is searching for a professional wombat cuddler. And yeah, we wanted to check out if that's really true or not. It's actually really my first time holding one, and it's also my first time seeing one, because yeah, in Germany we don't have wombats. It's quite unique, I think, in Australia. Personally, for me, that's the major attraction, like the nature, the landscape, the wildlife, the animals. It's something that you don't find like this in Germany. You have a different landscape, different nature, so... But the Australian landscape and nature and wildlife is quite unique. So for me, it's definitely a reason to come here.
Right, let's see what these two are up to.
Are you blown away by the attention the wombats here have received since Derek really started trotting down the beach?
The implications have been huge in as much that people are actually coming to the island to see wombats. And people are just blown away by the fact they can actually hold or touch a wombat, which is a pretty unique experience. And when the wombat campaign started with Tourism Tas, there were a few naysayers that were saying you shouldn't be cuddling them.
But, and why? You
know, because they end up being reliant on humans. Whereas the situation I've got here is that
Yes, we have them at various stages, but they do wander off. And I can't touch the ones that I've had 2 years ago. I can't touch them out in the wild. I can touch them when they come into the shed to feed, where I feed them, but only just. And, you know, I'm producing this population. We do have a natural population up here, but we are producing a population of self-contained, capable wild wombats.
They've started to dig a hole overnight, and they're just resting. Got mud, just got muddle overhead. Okay.